You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Locations up and down the Front Range, been serving the outdoor public in Colorado for 65 years. Let's go right to the phones. And we have somebody who's been serving the outdoor public for a long time, but not 65 years, as we're joined by Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're kind of running on a short show today, but I know you've got some things you want to talk about. And one is paddle sports open up at Bar Lake today.
Yeah, so 5280 Paddle Sports is our vendor, and they're going to be open on Saturdays until Memorial Day, and then Saturdays and Sundays. But they rent paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks. So today's going to be a beautiful day to be on the water.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate that you're doing, because we got so many new people in the paddle sports this last year. I mean, people that are returning to the outdoors, they've never been outdoors before, and they took paddleboards, kayaks, canoes as a new opportunity to get out. But you're requiring life jackets from your vendor, aren't you? They have to be worn.
Yes, that's one thing we worked with them on, is that for all their paddle sports they rent out, they have to wear them. You know, the regulation is that on vessels, they have to be readily accessible. But for us, it's super important that we require them, that they're wearing them. And that's great. They have a lot of new users, and we want people to be safe.
Well, and I think, you know, they're great opportunities to get outdoors, and Bar Lake's a great place to do it because you have a motor restriction of 10 horsepower or less, so you're not going to have big wakes, but you can get some wind. And an inexperienced paddle sport user can get in trouble in a hurry. In fact, I'm hearing up and down the Front Range that a lot of resources are having to be dedicated to rescuing novice paddle sport people who get in trouble so easily in the wind. You seeing that at Bar Lake, too?
We have. You know, we've seen that increase in visitation and use. And, you know, we're here to make sure people are safe, but we have seen quite a few, especially last summer. So it's always just a great idea. Wear your life jacket. The water temperatures are still cold on our lakes, so hypothermia can set in. So just wear your life jackets. We always say life jackets float, you don't.
All right. We got another big event coming up. I want to talk about a fishing clinic. But before we do that, there's probably new listeners that don't know where Bar Lake is or what the park's like. Why don't you give them a quick description?
Yeah. So Bar Lake is located in Brighton, Colorado. We're just off of I-76 on Bromley in Brighton. And we're a quick 20 minutes northeast of Denver. So we're a quick day trip. You know, we have a nature center. We have an archery range. We have a trail that goes all the way around the lake. 8.8 miles that you can hike, bike, or horseback ride. So it's just a great time, especially this spring, summer season, to get out.
Well, it really is. It's close to home. You can go there. The birds, the eagles, the fishing we're going to talk about in a minute, the hiking, the nature center. Great place to spend a day and enjoy the outdoors. Great for the paddle sports, like you said. Now, you have a clinic coming up. Every year you have a fishing clinic, and I believe that's next Saturday. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's our family spring fishing clinic, and people can go to our Facebook page or our website to register, and there's certain time slots, and the first 100 kids are going to get a free fishing pole, and we put in a netted area where we stock extra trout so the kids have a better chance of catching some fish. So be sure to go on our website or our Facebook and register your kids to come out.
Well, you know, and after it's over, I think you take that net out and those trout get released into the lake in addition, and you get some stocking too. So you have some pretty good trout fishing from shore at times, don't you?
We do. So trout, and, you know, we saw last night when I was working, we saw a 20-inch walleye come out. So a lot of people are wondering about the fishing at Bar Lake because of our low water levels. But, you know, we've seen some walleye come out and some trout already. So it's been pretty good.
All right. Well, anything else going on at the park we should know about? We kind of have a short show, but we want to make sure people get out and enjoy what you're doing.
No, I just think, you know, be sure to always remember your leave no trace principles. One of them is know before you go. So know the rules, the regulations, and have all your safety equipment.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. And hopefully people will get out, start enjoying the paddle sports safely on your lake, and then attend the free fishing clinic where you're giving away 100 fishing rods to kids next week. All that information on the Bar Lake, I'm sure, website and Facebook page. So, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day.
You bet. Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear.